Hey, I'm Anna, and here's a summary of structure, form, and voice in My Last Duchess. So, Robert Browning uses structure and form to enhance his portrayal of the Duke as power hungry and proud. He also uses structure and form to increase our shock at the Duke's actions. Firstly, let's think about iambic pentameter. So, the poem is written in iambic pentameter, which was often used in Shakespeare's plays to indicate a character's wealth and high status. Browning is using it to highlight the Duke's obsession with his reputation and how he was viewed. The use of first person contributes to a conversational style, indicating that, you know, the Duke feels very at home, thinking his actions are normal and acceptable, which contrasts with the reader's shock. The form and structure also emphasise the sense of the Duke's power. His being the only voice in the poem, kind of subjecting the messenger to his narrative, suggests he's controlling. Nobody else is allowed to contribute, and is also very self-obsessed. The poem is written in the form of a dramatic monologue, which is a form of poetry where an imagined speaker addresses a silent audience. It heightens the reader's shock at the Duke's actions because it feels as though he's speaking to us directly. Now here's a quick look at some key quotations from My Last Duchess. So, that's My Last Duchess painted on the wall. Remember that possessive pronoun, my, that's really important if you can talk about that, his view that his wife belonged completely to him. This grew, I gave commands, then all smiles stopped together, right? So that's the one with the caesura in the middle, and it highlights, you know, how cold he was killing her. You know, wilt please you sit and look at her, is a rhetorical question. He's addressing the subject of the speech, or the ostensible subject of the speech, which is the messenger. He's being very commanding, he's bossy. Finally, as if she ranked my gift. So this, that the whole line about him kind of listing all these things that she enjoyed, and then kind of, you know, undermining them and saying that he should have been the only thing she cared about. It's all this, it is an element of both controllingness and insecurity. So, yeah, and then since none puts by the curtain I've drawn for you but I, reiterates that curtain symbol again. So if you think about that, there's, you know, this idea that he wants to keep her cloistered. Nobody else is allowed to see her. Even now she's dead, he keeps her image shrouded in a curtain. So other people can't even look at her without his consent. He's finally obtained complete control over her. If you want to make some comparisons with the other texts, as you will do in your exam, you might want to think about human power and the misuse of power. Easy to compare this poem to Ozymandias and to London. If you want to think about the power of memory, you might want to compare My Last Duchess to The War Photographer, Kamikaze, The Emigre, and Remains. Thank you.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!